This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
Right? And when we speak of something, hey, it burned up, man. The flame just goes up, right? But the clay, it sets down. Clay sets down. The mud sets down. And the flame burns up. Yes. Yeah. Burns up. All right. So one is typical of the spirit, to want to be at peace. And the other one is typical of the spirit to want to go up and breath spread out, right? The fire goes up and spread. If you can eat something, just spread out. Goes up and spreads. So wouldn't you say that this is a spirit for conquer, for conquering? Spirit for dominance? Yeah. Sometimes it's in the intellect. Sometimes it's in the passion. The intellectual arrogant person, who's intellectually arrogant, he's looking for dominance. He's looking to get on top. He wants to be the top dog. And he wants to take in everything. He wants everything under him, right? Yeah. And if it's not intellectual passion in him that's burning out like that, it may be what we call a vulgar passion. Vulgar passion, carnal passion. And the carnal passion makes him want to bring everybody down. He's going to be on top. But he knows to get people under him, he got to make them guilty of moral sin. So he's constantly corrupting. His fire is to corrupt, right? His passions are to corrupt everybody. He want to corrupt the high in morals. And bring them down. He's burning up too. Then you got another one. His is material flame. He just wants material greed dominance, right? And everybody that's got a buck, he's looking at them to see if they're any competition, any threat to him. And if they are, then he plans to undermine their financial strength. And he keep on. You heard about his rich materialistic people in the history of America, how they would use their money power to break other people. They just break them. They buy them out, or they buy out the resources and make them completely dependent upon them. And in this process, they soon gain dominance. They gain material dominance and everybody under them. Yeah. So you have this. You have this desire to dominate. Like the flame, it want to rise up. And it's an intellectual pride more than anything else. But the lesser devils, you find them on carnal levels and other levels. But the biggest devil is the intellect. The intellect that wants to go up and be God. Yes. And want to shine for the world. And consume the world. Yes, and consume the world in its flame. So God tells us of the jinn that when God presented his plan for man to make one of the Nas, not the jinn. His plan was to make one of the Nas, the ruler on earth. And one of the jinn got angry. And what happened? So he was puffed up with pride. He became self-important. He became puffed up with pride. And he said, I am better than he. But the word that he used means I am bigger than he. I'm greater, bigger. In other words, the language that they use today, I'm superior. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, I'm superior. And you think I'm going to bow down to a human being? God, I'm superior. So you made me from fire. I mean, you made me to dominate
drive, to dominate, to consume.
Because we think of flame on the earth, but you think about just the flame on the earth. You ain't never seen a flame except to stay down. That ain't the way it burns. It burns up. Yes. But if you think about it, what are the highest objects in the universe? Objects that appear to be light. Is that all right? At night, you can see them. And in the day, the highest one is what? The sun. And what is it? A ball of fire. It's a ball of fire. So when it's talking about the jinn, it's talking about this desire to be at the top, to be over everybody. And the jinn was up there, wasn't he? According to the teachings in the Quran. So the jinn was up there. And when he manifests this kind of rebellion, this kind of arrogance before God, then God said, be cast down to the earth. But he was up there. According to the scripture, you see, then God said, be cast down to the earth for your arrogance. See, this is no place for you to behave that way. That's what God told him, right? Why? Because the heavenly order up there is not only the order, was not only order of the jinn, but it was also order of the angels. The angels were up there too. And it was mainly an order of the angels. And one of the jinn had become their leader. And it was that one who refused to accept God's plan. So we have a gnat and a jinn, you see? The difference. This is a gnat. Now, Prophet Muhammad, he sent to the gnat, not to the jinn. You know that. Some of you all, you say, well, the imam, he's just talking. Where is he going? You just listen. You will understand. Now, in the Quran, in the chapter called He Frowned, Abasa, Prophet Muhammad was going to leaders in the society because he felt that if he could impress the leaders of the Arabian society, people, that they would automatically bring the others. That the key was to get the top dog. And they finally gave him an audience, but then no proof that they were going to treat him nice or become Muslim. Only that he would get an audience. And on the way to the meeting with these top people, there was a poor man. And he said, I've heard about the religion of Muhammad and your religion. So would you tell me something about this? And Prophet Muhammad was so anxious to get there to impress those people, because he felt this was the key to open up the whole place, the whole country to the religion. That he got disgusted, the man aggravated, irritated him. And he turned and frowned and kept on. He didn't even explain to the man. He just frowned and kept going. And in his own heart, I'm sure he was saying, oh, you don't know what an opportunity I got today. I'm going to see the top people, and you'll be all right later. But Allah, he corrected the prophet. And he says, and he frowned and turned away when the blind man came to you. Is that right? And of those that you were going to see, did you have any assurance that they were going to be inclined towards faith? No, you did not. So God corrected him. And through correcting the prophet is a sign for us. In the prophet, Allah shows us what we should be. You see? So he's telling us, don't worry about the top dog. Don't be trying to go to the mayor's office and go to the governor's office and go see President Reagan. Or go see the bishop. Bernardina, excuse me. that wasn't intentional. Again, I couldn't remember that. Yeah. So no, don't do that. The people for you to talk to are these that need. Those people know better. They already know better. And they know what you're doing, Muhammad. They know you're here. They know what you're doing. If they were ready to respect my will, God's will, they would have already talked to you. They're not dumb. They know the value of what you have. So go to the people that don't know. Because the people that don't know are the foundation. And if you get the foundation, the rest of it is yours. And that's what the prophet did. Allah guided him and he got the masses. And Arabia became Allah's Arabia. Under the Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him. Is that not true? Yeah, you might say, oh, can that happen again? It's happening right now. It's happening right now. You gathered here today and you've been doing gathering here for many years. Right? I see faces I've been looking at for many years. You haven't gone nowhere. You're still with it. And if I go to different cities in this country, I find the same thing. Now, if we step up our program, what do you think is going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Our work will become too big for the sinners to stop. That's right. Your work become too big for the sinners to stop. In fact, it's too big now for them to stop. But it's going to get much bigger, much, much bigger. So we want to see the beauty. We want to see the beauty of our religion. We want the diamond. We want the gold. Do we want to take the inferior things and let the world take the better things? No! We want diamonds and gold! Yes! And inshallah, we're going to get it. Alright. So, says he is the messenger of God to the Nas, and Nas, all of them. It could have just left it like that, and Nas. Because that suggested means all the people. But the word is used in the Quran with that. All of them. So what that tells you? That tells you that if people have human sensitivity, if people have human concern, if people have the spirit of human progress in them, they are meant for Muhammad the prophet. That's what it's telling you. Now we know everybody that calls themselves Christians don't have this nature of an Nas. Some of them have the nature of angels. Some of them have the nature of jinn. Is that not true? So it is for the Jew. Although the Jew is easier to identify. Well, you just say dollar and you almost got all of them identified. But even among the Jews, there are differences. Some of them are Anas. Some of them are jinn. Some of them may be angels. Right? How in the world can a human being be an angel? Well, I don't know. You think about it. Good to think about something. All right. Okay. So this, he is the messenger of God to all of the Anas, to all of the people. And what does Allah say in the Quran? Id'u ila sabili rabbik. Call the people to the path of your Lord. This is the command of God. And what else does Allah say in the Quran? Antum khayru ummatan yukhrijuna lin-nas. You, speaking to the Muslims, you are the best of community, raised up for all people. Hey, look at this, no question. No question. Then what are we here for? Are we here to be preachers? Are we here to call all people to the dignity of man? That's our purpose.
Our purpose is to call all people that have this human sensitivity, that still have a special sign or show some sign in the way that they behave or the way that they act, that they're concerned, that they want to progress as human beings. We ain't to waste our time. That show by his behavior, he don't want to do nothing but raise hell. That he don't want nothing but bad morals. We're not to waste our time on him. He's a devil. And that's what we can't understand. Oh, no. God loves everybody. Yes, everybody. The devil ain't nobody. Praise be to Allah. See, you see what's been holding us up? See how come we ain't been able to make progress? We've been wasting too much time on devil. You don't waste your time on devil. Allah didn't send Prophet Muhammad the devil. He sent him to human beings. Oh. I wish I could stay with you all a long, long time. But we can't do that. We'll do our best when we get a chance. He is the messenger of God to us. And it says, he is Rahmatan Linnas. Now, let's get the Quran. Can you help me out? And if you turn to, I believe it's the seventh chapter of Quran. Now, let me read this to you. And as we read this, let's remember the...
I'd like to have a helper here that saves time.
He can do it, Imam Kafa. If we keep in mind what Scripture said before on this same subject. See, what are we going to read now? Tells us of conditions that come upon people and how God prepares someone, promises someone, and prepares someone to handle the condition, to come to the rescue of the people. Now, the books such as Isaiah of the Bible and some other books of the Bible, they talk about one coming. Isaiah, especially Isaiah, talks about one coming. To do what? To champion the cause of the underdog. Cause of the oppressed. Now, many of you have read that in the Bible, and as we read these verses here, you can see the connection. You can see that it's the same message of God. And I want to go back earlier in here. In fact, I'm going to start with this section. This section is section 19 of the seventh chapter of the Quran. And I'm going to read it in English to save time with the Arabic, because most of us can't understand Arabic. But if I had time, believe me, I would prefer to read Arabic and English, because it gets our ear more used to hearing Arabic. It helps us to grow in the Arabic language. Let's see. Now, it begins here. In fact, the verse before, I'm going to go just to the verse just before the verse that introduces section 19. And that's verse 151. Moses prayed, O my Lord, forgive me and my brother, that's Aaron. Admit us to thy mercy, for thou art the most merciful of those to show mercy. Those who took the calf for worship will indeed be overwhelmed with the wrath from their Lord and with shame in this life. Thus do we recompense, means pay those who invent falsehoods. But those who do wrong and repent thereafter and truly believe, verily thy Lord thereafter is oft forgiving, quick to forgive, most merciful. When the anger of Moses was appeased, that means when his anger was rested, he took up the tablets The law. Well, the law was written on the tablets, right? The commandments. In the writing thereon was guidance and mercy for such as fear their Lord. And Moses chose 70 of his people for our place of meeting when they were seized with violent quaking, like earthquake. He prayed, O my Lord, if it had been thy will, thou could have destroyed long before both them and me. Would thou destroy us for the deeds of the foolish ones among us? This is no more than thy trial. By it thou causest whom thou wilt to stray, and thou leadest whom thou wilt into the right path. Thou art our protector, so forgive us and give us thy mercy, for thou art the best of those to forgive. And ordained, here's Moses praying. And why is he praying? He's praying because he's burdened. He's burdened with a people that are so hung up in their own narrow, petty thing, their own greed and narrowness, that they can't see the bigger gift that God holds out to them. You see? And that's burdening that man, because that man, he's one of those people. All of them are the same people. And his own people now missing the bigger prize because of their ignorance. Selfishness, greediness. And he goes on praying. He says, and ordain for us that which is good in this life and in the hereafter. For we have turned unto thee, he said, God that is said, answering Moses. With my punishment I visit whom I will, but my mercy extendeth to all things. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now we want to stop here, because I think maybe we might miss a little bit. Here is a prophet. He's disturbed because of the attitude of his people in the face of the great blessings of God. God is calling them to greater dignity, to greater future, and they are acting stupid and being silly and being selfish, and that's hurting him. Now he got angry. The verse before said, and angry Moses was angered. The verse before I begin the reading. Yeah. So he was angry, you see. And God is correcting Moses. Yeah, you have let these people get to you, Moses. Excuse me, I'm going to take a little time to elaborate on this. Say, now, Moses, you have let your people get to you. Say, you didn't have to tell me they're ignorant. I know they're ignorant. You didn't have to tell me about their bad ways. I know this. That's how come I raised you up. Now, you done let them get to you. Now, you want me to punish them. I punish whom I please. But my mercy goes out to all, even those that you think may need a punishment right now. Isn't that wonderful? All right. This is the book. But my mercy extendeth to all things. That mercy I shall ordain for those who do right and practice regular charity, and those who believe in our time.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.